I would like to have heard from David that yes, they're going to concentrate and give us, for once, a bit of favouritism, clearly for the reasons outlined. There's 1,650 people who are waiting for a driving test. There's 580 of them were scheduled to see the driving test, and that's figures last month. The fact that, you know, David was sort of making it a little less than what it really, the effect it really is, that only 8 are affected today. But that's 8 out of 581 people who are scheduled to take a test. I mean, even if we get 2 extra testers, it would take an awful long time to get through all of those. And then we never seem to take into account that the pass rate is somewhere between 60 and 65% here in the county. So that means, like, you know, at least 40% of those taking their test will have to reset it. And all of that's added expense, is added anxiety. And then the waiting list just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And what we need, and more so in this county probably than anywhere else, is for people to be able to drive competent drivers on our roads. They make them safer. And that's what the driving test is all about, is to ensure that anybody who gets on the road in a car knows how to handle that car, can drive by the rules of the road. And unfortunately, we have 9,500 people who are still on learner permits who haven't got that competency test yet. And that's worrying, to say the least.